Atalanta. "It's a girl," cried the queen, as her new baby was born. The queen rushed off to find her husband, the king. "Look, my good king, your daughter is born. I think we should name her Atalanta." The king took one look at the baby and spat in disgust. "A girl?" shrieked the king. "You dare bring this baby to me? You know how much I wanted a brave, noble boy to rule this land, and for that I will banish this baby to the forest, where she will die." The king called one of his servants to take the baby deep into the forest. Atalanta was raised by a whole family of bears. She was brought up by bears. She was brought up the bear way. She spoke like bears, she ate like bears, she acted like bears. Also, she ran like bears, and bears were very fast runners. One day, Atalanta was running through the forest when a hunter came. "Is that a girl or a bear?" thought the hunter curiously. "Well, there's only one way to find out." The hunter crept behind Atalanta and lunged on her. Atalanta struggled to her feet, but the hunter held her firmly. "Roar, roar!" screamed Atalanta and bit the hunter's arm. "Calm down, calm down. I'm only here to help." The hunter pulled out some dried meat from his bag, and instantly she calmed down. As she gobbled up the meat, the hunter said very gently, "Who are you? Where did you come from?" Atalanta looked up from her meat for the first time and looked at the hunter with confusion. "Can you speak?" asked the hunter. Just then, some bear cubs came and nuzzled against her and realized she was brought up by bears. "Come to my cottage, dear girl, and I'll teach you how to act and speak like a proper human," said the hunter. The hunter taught Atalanta many things for 3 years. Then finally, he took her to the land of the king. The hunter knocked on the door of the king's great palace and was opened by a servant. "I wish to speak to the king," said the hunter. The servant led the hunter to the king. "My lord," said the hunter, "I have found this girl 3 years ago and I have taught her everything I know for those 3 years. So I have brought this girl to you for you to look after." The king looked at the girl with great astonishment. "Atalanta?" whispered the king. "Is it really you? Are you my daughter?" Atalanta stepped forward. "Father," whispered Atalanta, "I remember now." Her eyes started to sting from the tears welling up in her eyes. "Can you ever forgive me?" asked the king. "Can you ever forgive me for that cruel punishment I gave you?" begged the king. "Of course I can," Atalanta cried and ran into her father's arms. News spread of Atalanta and the king. They had a party which lasted for a week, and everybody was happy that the king had found his long-lost daughter. Because Atalanta was brought up by bears, she loved running. She ran every day around the palace barefooted and never sat down on her throne. One day, Atalanta said to the king, "Father, I want to have a race, and anyone who can beat me will be my husband." "Anyone?" replied the king. "Yes, anyone," said Atalanta. "You can't do that. You need to marry a prince." "And father," laughed Atalanta, "I won't be marrying anybody, because nobody can beat me." And with that, news spread about the races to win Atalanta's hand in marriage. People from all around the world came to race Atalanta, for she was very beautiful, with her long black hair, wavy hair that fell to her waist, and her beautiful blue eyes filled with merriness. Atalanta was kind, but also very wild, and would not sit still. Everybody tried to beat Atalanta, but she was so fast her feet barely touched the ground. But still, everybody loved to watch Atalanta race, and Atalanta loved to race. A young man named Lanyon fell deeply in love with Atalanta like no other, but he knew that he could not beat her, even if he had been training for years and years. One day, Lanyon went to the temple of Aphrodite and brought a beautiful bunch of flowers for offering and laid them carefully on the table. "Oh, Aphrodite, I have fallen in love with this cute girl named Atalanta, but the only way I can have her hand in marriage is to beat her in a race. But she is too fast. Please, help me." Aphrodite took pity on Melanion and went to a golden apple tree and touched the three golden apples. Melanion's flowers vanished and were replaced by the three golden apples. Melanion did not know what to do with the three apples, but he trusted Aphrodite. The next day, Melanion took part in the race. Once the flag was up, everybody started running with all their might. Melanion ran off with his three golden apples.